Chapter 6. Why I Hate Dolphins.
Help! I'm drowning!
Okay, fine. I'm not really drowning. Not yet, anyway, but I'm quite close. My arms and legs and even Bobby are numb with cold, and if I have to stay in the water for one more second, they might all fall off. I touch the dock, then push off again for my eighth lap. Campers are allowed to swim only in a designated area, which is marked by three docks that make a square with the beach. The swimming area is divided into three sections, from shallowest to deepest: turtle, up to my knees, dolphin, up to my chest, and whale, way over my head. This place is obsessed with naming things after animals. Anyway, I'm currently in whale, trying not to drown, taking my swim test. I'm expected to swim 20 laps and tread water for 10 minutes to get my whale bracelet. Those who don't get one won't be able to go windsurfing or water skiing and will be able to go up only to dolphin for a general swim. But of course I'm going to get it. And if I can't do it on my own, I'll just whip up a swimming spell. Almost there. Almost there. 9, I think, as I touch the other dock and then push off again, careful not to bump into any of the other 20 or so lion girls still in the water taking their tests. Not an easy feat for someone who never officially learned to swim. I do know how to float, but lying on my back doesn't seem to get me anywhere. I believe what I'm doing is called the doggy paddle. Not much style, but hey, so far it's working. 11 more. Groan. Cough. Swallow? I just swallowed a mouthful of water. I hope no one has peed in it. Why did I have to think of that? Now I have to go. 10. This time I hold on to the dock a little longer than necessary. I think my wet shorts and t-shirt are weighing me down. Eep, eep, eep. Rose, the head of Waterfront, is blowing repeatedly into her whistle and glaring at me from her perch on the dock beside the other swim staff, including two cute boy counselors, which no one but me seems to find mucho embarrassing. She spits the whistle out of her mouth and lets it dangle around her neck.
Holding! You have to do that last lap over again! Let go immediately!
She is as evil as Allison said she was. She even looks like the devil in her one-piece red suit and matching red sun visor.
Are you chewing gum?
She shrieked at Poodles when we first went down to the beach and sat in our bunk lines. Poodles rolled her eyes.
No. Don't lie to me. There is absolutely no food, no gum, no anything down on the beach. Do we understand each other?
Poodles swallowed her gum. I don't know why Rose acts like she's 40 when she's only, like, 20 tops. Anyway, I cannot believe she just gave me an extra lap. I think I'll switch over to my back. Maybe if I kick a little, I'll make some progress. Hey, it's working. I'm moving. I might be a little slow, but who cares? I get to look at the sky, which is like a big blue painting with a few clouds that look like marshmallows. I wonder what's for lunch. I'm kind of hungry and thirsty. I could use a glass of water. Why am I thinking about water? Maybe because I'm surrounded by it? It's making me have to pee even more. I really have to go. Is it gross if I just let out a small drop? It's not like anyone would see. Smack! I would say ow, but I just swallowed another gallon of water. And the sky is spinning since the smack was me knocking my head against someone else's head, bumper car style, and the crash has sent me flying in another direction.
Are you crazy? Asks the girl I smacked. You have to stay in your lane. You are going diagonally.
Maybe swimming on my back and admiring the sky wasn't my best idea. I struggle to tread water and catch my breath. I turn to the girl, recognizing her immediately. She's that rude black-haired girl from 15 who practically knocked me over yesterday outside the cabin. I'm so sorry, I say. Are you okay? I at least have manners. I at least apologize when I nearly take someone out. She narrows her almond-colored eyes into slits, then shakes her head while continuing to glare at me.
Hardly.
I'm just learning how to swim, I say by way of an explanation.
Save your excuses for the fish, she snaps,
then kicks off in the other direction.
The entire lake doesn't belong to you.
Well, excuse me. Annoyance bubbles inside me, and I take a deep breath to steady myself. Must not lose temper, must not lose temper. As rude as Miss Attitude was, I wouldn't want to accidentally turn her into a minnow. With my luck, I'd probably turn her into a whale, and then she'd swallow me. Anyway, I shouldn't be wasting my magic on something as insignificant as her. I should be trying to come up with some sort of swimming spell. Something, I think, as I swallow another mouthful of lake while still in my treading position, that will keep me above the water. How about, it's time to float, just like a boat. Burst of cold, and my legs are expanding. More specifically, my knees are blowing up like they're balloons being pumped with helium. My legs look like two snakes that have swallowed television sets. Now my knees are rising out of the water. Sit, legs, sit. My rising knees are pushing me on my stomach and forcing my head below water. If this spell makes me drown, I'm going to be really pissed off.
Stop!
I gurgle at my knees.
Get back down!
Carly, who's now swimming beside me, looks over with concern.
Are you okay? You look like you're having trouble.
I turn onto my back in an attempt to keep from drowning.
Fine, thanks.
I need my sister.
Mary!
I gasp, arms flailing.
Come here!
She's on the beach reading. Mary and her bunkmates were the first ones to take the test, and Mary, a super swimmer, she used my dad's pool for something other than cooling off, was the first out of the water.
Can you focus, please?
Rose snaps from the dock.
Mary!
I try again. My sister finally spots me, drops her book, and hurries into the water.
What?
She asks, swimming up beside me.
Please tell me you brought the spell reversal charm to camp.
She nods.
Thank God. Okay, go get it. I'm having a prob...
Before I can finish the sentence, my personal flotation devices flip me headfirst upside down and underwater into a quasi-headstand.
Cough. Sputter.
Mary yanks my head out of the water.
Rachel, what did you do?
She asks in amazement.
Tiny cough. Mistake.
Eep, eep, eep. Did I give you permission to enter the water?
Rose yells at Mary.
Did I?
Mary drags me to the side and secures my feet under the dock so that they won't fly up.
I'll go get the reversal crystal from my bunk. And watch how cool this is. I discovered a new transport spell that will work in the lake.
With a dive under the water, she vanishes. I dip my head under the surface to watch, but it's too murky to see anything.
Eep!
Rose is anxiously searching the waterfront.
Where did she go?
Who? Rose waves her hands over her head.
The girl you were talking to!
What girl?
Eep, 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 eep.
Rose's whistle sounds like an overeager tea kettle.
Camper's out of the water, she screams. Search and rescue! Human chain! Human chain!
You've got to be kidding. All the remaining girls, except me, of course, because I'm too afraid to move, rush to the shore. Rose whips off her sun visor and dives off the dock into the lake. Meanwhile, the swim staff all grab hands at the front of the beach and begin combing through the water. Mary suddenly bobs up beside me with a splash.
Got it,
she says, holding the spell reversal necklace over her head. She looks around at the chaos.
What's going on?
Search and rescue, I say.
For who?
You. I grab Mary's hand and wave it in the air. She's right here, I yell. Stop the search! A flabbergasted Rose front crawls over to us.
Where were you?
Around, Mary says.
She swims backward, circling me as the spell reversal requires.
But I'm going to be watching you two,
Rose spits.
Search and rescue canceled,
she screams to the rest of the staff, climbing up the ladder, dripping with water. As Miri finishes the reversal, my knees shrink to their non-engorged size. Ah, thanks.
No problem.
She starts swimming toward the shore.
Wait, Mir, can I borrow the crystal?
Why?
Wardrobe malfunction, I say sheepishly. She floats on her back.
I think you should stop using your Glinda until you can control it better.
My Glinda is just fine, thank you very much. The nerve of her. As if my magic isn't on a par with hers. Honestly, my magic isn't that bad. A little rough around the edges, maybe. If you fall off your bike, you don't just sell it on eBay, do you? No, you get back on and practice. I doggy paddle over to her, grab the crystal necklace from her hand, and place it around my neck. If you'll excuse me, I say huffily, I have some laps to swim. Too bad the spell reversals didn't work on my outfit. My wet boxers and t-shirt are not exactly giving me extra speed. I am unable to finish my laps. It is beyond embarrassing. I try one more swimming spell, but it somehow manages to make my legs and arms weigh 6,000 pounds, so I can barely move, and I end up sinking to the lake's sandy bottom where I'm forced to reverse my spell. Since I am now way too exhausted to complete 10 laps, I get my dolphin, which means that, unlike all the other lion girls, I get a chain bracelet with a blue bead. They also get a chain bracelet, but their beads are yellow.
Could have been worse, Allison says back on the beach. You could have gotten your turtle.
Not funny, I say, fingering my bracelet of shame.
I'm just teasing. Honestly, it doesn't matter. We still like you.
The five of us are sprawled on our towels, soaking up the sun. The five of us and Miri, that is. As soon as I dragged myself out of the water, she joined us on the beach. Actually, only three of my bunkmates are sprawling. Carly is doing her stomach crunches. She's the only girl in the bunk, besides me, who went swimming in a pair of shorts, then covered herself with her shirt as soon as she got out of the lake.
Guys, check out the pair of tits on the new girl, Morgan says.
There's that word again. I can't stand it. It's like fingernails against a...
Can you not use the word tits?
Poodles asks.
Tits, tits, tits,
Morgan chants.
Unlike you, we don't stare at people's chests, Allison says.
I'm not staring. But she was walking around the cabin topless. Mine are nearly as gorgeous, but you don't see me parading around like that, showing them off.
Cece told me she was being super braggy, Allison says. Showing off, talking about all the places she's lived.
Where did she live? Poodles asks.
Apparently she goes to boarding school in Switzerland, Allison says.
Trishelle told me that she told the whole bunk she shops in Milan, London, and Paris,
Carly says.
I don't believe it for a second.
Morgan grumbles.
Well, I believe it, says Carly mid-crunch. Did you see that bathing suit?
It must have cost a fortune, Poodle says. Morgan, you'd better get out of the sun. You're burning already.
Morgan brushes off the warning. I need to get some color.
You always burn on the second day, Allison tells her. She turns to me and adds, She always burns on the second day. She never listens.
I don't think they're all that great,
Carly says.
What's not so great?
Allison asks. Her tits.
Morgan answers for Carly.
Cringe.
Which one is she? I ask, searching the shaded area of the beach where the group from 15 are clustered. Allison props herself up on her elbows and points at Miss Attitude, who pushed me yesterday and yelled at me in the water today.
The girl in the black bikini.
Miss Attitude is now animatedly talking to her bunkmates, her dark wet hair hanging down to her waist.
Didn't you meet her? Poodles asks.
Her name is Liana. I wonder how they decided to put me in your bunk and Liana in theirs, I say. You'd think they would have put the two new girls together.
There are two new girls in 15, actually,
Allison says. She points to a pale blonde girl sitting by herself at the edge of the circle.
Her name is Molly.
Where's she from? Poodles asks.
Greenwich, maybe?
Allison says. I study the girls from bunk 15.
I recognize the awful Liana.
The other new girl, Molly. Cece, who's friends with Allison, and Trishelle and Kristen from the bus.
Who's the girl with the glasses?
I ask, motioning to the only one I haven't met.
Natalie,
Allison says.
You'd like her. She's super smart.
Morgan adjusts her bikini. What a know-it-all. I'm glad I don't have to share a bunk with her anymore.
You're not still mad at her for going to the camp social with Brandon Young last year, are you?
Poodles asks.
No.
She considers her answer.
Fine, maybe a little, but I don't care about him anymore. He's such a child. Did you see him sticking Cheerios up his nose at breakfast? Please, I'm on to bigger and better things, like Will.
Didn't you hear? Allison says. Rachel says he has a girlfriend.
Whatever. She's not here, is she? Tenthin all campers and counselors, says the voice in the sky. Tenthin all campers and counselors, please proceed to the second morning activity.
Let's go, girls, Deb says, clapping. We need to change super fast and then motor over to the rec hall for drama.
I follow the lead of my bunkmates and wrap my towel tightly around me. That is, all my bunkmates except Morgan, who ties her towel around her waist.
You okay?
I ask Miri as we head up the beach. She was pretty quiet on the sand. I was happy to have her with me, but I kind of wish she felt comfortable hanging out with her own bunk.
Uh-huh.
We pause at the top of the beach, under the sign listing the rules, which include things like no gum, no horseplay, and always swim with a buddy. Miri's going to have to find herself a buddy.
Where's your bunk?
I ask.
That way,
she says, pointing away from where I'm going.
Bunk 2 is in lower field, but it's behind all the other bunks, near the lower field showers.
She makes a face.
I have to hike all the way up a hill to get to my bunk.
So do I.
My hill is bigger than yours. Trust me. Come see?
She asks hopefully.
This second?
Yeah. My bunkmates are already disappearing down the road.
Mir, I have to get ready for drama.
Maybe later? Did you get a bottom bunk? She sighs.
No. Top. You?
Me too.
But you hate top bunks.
I shrug. I'm sure it'll be fine. I gotta go. See you at lunch, I say. I turn around to hurry after the girls. When I reach them, I can't help feeling good. I'm at camp. At camp! Who would have thought? I like camp. It's sunny. The girls are nice. If only I can seal the deal with Raph.
Oh, my God. There's Raph right in front of me. No, not Raph. It's Will. The two of them have the same sexy dark hair, dark eyes, and lean athletic body. Will is taller than Raph, though, and his hair is shorter. Raph has a wider smile and a curl to his hair that Will doesn't have. Oh, no. What am I going to say to Will? We haven't spoken since his prom. I've been in minor denial about having to run into him someday, and here he is, coming down the road laughing, looking as cute as ever. He's wearing shorts, a t-shirt, and sneakers without socks, none of which I've ever seen him in. His dark brown hair is messy, and his normally serious expression is relaxed and all smiley. Little boys are following him in a line like he's the Pied Piper. Okay, I swear I don't have any romantic feelings left for Will, but how adorable is he? About a second after I spot him, he spots me and turns a deep shade of watermelon. The inside of a watermelon, not the outside, since he's flushed, not nauseous. I hope. I mean, no girl wants the sight of her to make a guy sick.
Hi, ladies,
he says to my entire bunk while looking at me. Okay. The key to having an awkwardless summer is making sure Will knows that I am cool with him.
Well, hi,
crows Morgan, heaving out her chest as far as she can without toppling over. Hey, Will, say the other girls. Hi, Will, I sing extra sweetly and stop directly in his path. How's Kat? He smiles. Of course he smiles. He's crazy about her.
She's great,
he says with a wistful expression on his face. Aw, how sweet. He misses her.
Is this your girlfriend?
One of the little boys sings.
No,
Will says a little too loudly, then gives me a wide smile.
But you might want to ask my brother if she's his.
Did he just say what I think he said? Really? Does that mean Raph talked about me? It must. And Will is cool with it. Wahoo! I try to remain calm.
So, Will,
says Morgan, practically wiggling her boobs right in his face.
Did you have a good year? Not bad. How was yours?
Oh, I really grew, she says, wiggling some more. You know, emotionally.
All right, let's go, I say to Morgan. Congrats on graduating,
she continues, fully ignoring me.
Where are you going next year?
Somewhere near me.
Columbia.
On scholarship, I add, sounding like a proud sibling. Which is what I'll be when Raph and I get married. One of Will's campers paws his hand.
Daddy, what do we have now?
Will picks up the kid and puts him on his shoulders.
Mitchell, remember, I'm your counselor, not your dad. And we have baseball.
Another one of his campers tugs his pants.
And what's for lunch?
Grilled cheese,
he says.
Really?
Yum, I say. That's my favorite.
They always serve comfort food for the first few days,
Will says.
Comfort food for the homesick.
Homesick? What's that? We change into fresh outfits. I use the spell reversal on my cubby and have my regular clothes back, finally. Hang our wet clothes and towels over the porch railing to dry in the sun, and then head to drama, where we play improv games, then pottery, where we make bowls, then lunch wash-up, where we wash, then lunch, where we eat. Rest hour is after lunch. Poodles and Carly are playing gin rummy on Poodle's bed. Allison is immersed in a crossword puzzle, and I'm writing a letter to Tammy, telling her how much fun camp is. We hear Liana yapping a mile a minute on the other side of our wall. She doesn't quite get the meaning of rest hour. All the girls at Miss Rally's Hall for Girls, that's the exclusive boarding school I go to in Switzerland, are wearing this perfume. It's the hot new scent. I got that on Paddington, she's saying now. It's the most fashionable street in Sydney. Poodles picks up a card, frowns, and slams down the Queen of Spades. Where did I get that old thing? I think it was last summer in Croatia. It's the new Paris. So not touristy.
Croatia? The new Paris? I've never even been to the old Paris.
I try to focus on my letter, but Liana's nasal voice won't let me. Trust me, coos Liana. You haven't lived until you've fallen in love with an Italian.
Get her away from me, whispers Cece, coming into our bunk and sitting on Allison's bed. We all want to kill her.
She is awful, Carly says. Let's just ignore her, I say. I put down my pen and look at the girls. I've always wanted to learn how to play gin. Poodles waves her hand at me. Come down. I'll teach you.
I should probably teach her, says Carly, if she ever wants to win.
Poodles rolls her eyes.
Ha ha.
Attention all campers and counselors. Attention all campers and counselors. It is now the end of rest hour. Please proceed to your first afternoon activity.
Already?
No worries, Poodles says. We'll teach you at free play.
Soccer time, Deb hollers from the hallway. Against 15, upper field, let's go.
We change into appropriate outfits in the cubby room. I can't help noticing that now that my cubby is no longer magically organized, everyone else's cubbies appear to be in better shape than mine. But most of the other girls have been coming to camp for years and have therefore had lots of living out of a cubby experience. Yes, that explains it. No, I am not a natural-born slob. One cubby looks particularly neat. Crazy neat. Neater than mine did with the spell. This one is a level above the gap. It's Banana Republic. Actually, it's more like an expensive boutique. It's so sparse.
Oh, no.
I am annoyed to discover that this cubby belongs to Liana. She reaches into it and pulls out a fancy-looking polo shirt without even causing a ripple. What is she? A Jenga champion? She catches me staring and smirks. Ignore, ignore, ignore. Or maybe mess it up when she's not looking. Unfortunately, I suck at soccer. Luckily, I'm not the only one. Morgan and Poodles can't even kick the ball. Carly and Allison are pretty good, so Carly plays goalie while Allison scores all the goals and the rest of us run after the ball while laughing hysterically. The girls from 15 are equally clueless, and they're laughing even more loudly than we are. Since we're only 5 and they're 6, Liana has volunteered to sit out, so instead of playing, she watches from the sideline, taking the sun in her glamorous-looking polo shirt, velvet shorts, and big sunglasses. Occasionally, she passes the girls in her bunk a water bottle, telling them they look dehydrated. I thought soccer was oh-so-European. You'd think she'd be trying to show off how continental she is. We tie 4-4 and enjoy every second.
Quick! Let's run to the showers before they get too crowded, Allison tells us.
I seriously need to bathe. I don't think I've ever been this filthy. It didn't help that it started drizzling right after soccer. At least GS was canceled. I had been slightly nervous about my dolphin status. So we all put on our bathrobes, except for Morgan, who wraps herself in a flimsy towel, pick up our shower pails, stuffed with shampoo, conditioner, facial soap, a comb, body soap, and a loofah. Yes, I somehow knew to bring the right things. And bravely head out onto the porch. At least it has stopped raining for now.
Which shower should we go to?
Poodles asks. We huddle together to decide.
Lower field,
says Carly, wrapping her bathrobe tightly around her.
I hate the upper field showers.
Morgan shakes her head. Too grimy and too far. What if it starts raining again?
Yeah, our legs will be all dirty from the walk back, Poodle says. Let's just go to upper field.
Morgan winks at me.
Hope you're not shy, Rachel.
Huh? We begin the trek to upper field.
This is where the kitchen staff sleeps,
Allison says as we pass some blue cabins. But they're all in the mess hall now, preparing for dinner. These are the boys' showers, and then around the bend are the girls'.
Bloom is lounging on the steps. What up?
He asks.
Hey, Allison.
It's your new boyfriend, Morgan whispers. Allison turns bright red.
If Bloom's here, maybe Wrath is too, Poodle says. Rachel, want to sneak in?
Morgan makes kissing noises.
Shut up,
I say, but smile at the same time.
What's the story with you two?
Carly asks.
Good question.
Sigh. What about you guys? Any romances I should know about?
I still think Allison should go out with Bloom,
Morgan says.
Not interested,
she responds as she pushes open the door to the shower room.
Crap, someone's using them,
Poodle says. The waiting room for the showers is pretty bare. Gray walls, hooks, and lots of steam.
It's bunk 15,
Allison says, putting her pail down on a bench.
I hear Cece.
How many of them are in there? Poodles asks, and then peeks into the steamy room.
Hi, girls. Almost done?
We just got here,
Cece says, more snarkily than necessary.
We'll probably be a while.
What's her problem?
Carly asks. Allison shrugs, bewildered.
You'll have to wait,
someone else says in an extra nasal voice.
Liana.
Poodles rolls her eyes.
It's too hot in here. Let's wait outside.
I don't really want any boys to see me in my bathrobe. But standing in the steamy room is clearly not an option, so the five of us pile back outside, pails in hand. Ah, that's better. Except now we're pretty much facing the upper field baseball diamond, where some of the Lion boys are congregating. Not playing, but hanging out. While we're in our bathrobes. Our not-so-sexy, grandmotherly bathrobes. This place is making me miss my nice, simple shower at home, I say.
The pool showers are the best,
Allison says wistfully.
Last year, my brother let us use them all the time.
Showers are the one bad part of camp, Poodle says. But I swear, you get used to it.
By the second month,
Morgan grumbles.
Do you miss home yet, Rachel?
Allison asks. I take in a nice deep breath of fresh air.
Not really.
Morgan leans against the railing.
Remember how homesick I was when we were koalas? I used to cry all night.
You weren't the only one,
Allison says.
Anderson used to cry through every meal.
Has anyone else wondered what's up with his hair? It's like he just discovered gel. He uses a bottle a day.
Morgan glances down at her watch.
What the heck is taking them so long? They've been in there forever.
I think he's cute,
Carly says.
Who?
Anderson?
Poodles asks.
Yeah. Did you see how built he got over the year?
She waggles her eyebrows suggestively.
He's been doing his sit-ups and his chin-ups.
You going to go for him this summer?
Morgan asks.
Maybe,
Morgan laughs.
Remember, no kissing.
Oh, shut up! If you're going to say dumb things, I'm so going to yank your towel.
Carly threatens. Go ahead,
Morgan says.
Then maybe the guys will see what I've got going on.
You're such a perv, Carly says.
Yeah, and you're a prude,
Morgan says.
Do you know who else is looking kind of cute this year? Colton.
It's the accent, Poodle says. Who doesn't find cowboys sexy? I don't, Allison says.
We know, you like nerds,
Morgan says, shaking her head. Maybe we should fix him up with Cece, Poodle says. Speaking of Cece, what is taking them so long? She opens the door and screams. Can you guys get a move on? We hear laughing inside the shower. They are so annoying, Carly sighs. They'd better not use up all the hot water. Hot water, huh? Maybe I can hurry them along by concentrating hard. And then, ah! And then, it's freezing! And then, what the hell? Wahoo! It worked! I did it! You see, Mary, my magic worked exactly the way I wanted it to. I am full of control. I am like control top pantyhose. I am a witch superstar. Go me. 10 seconds later, all six girls pour out of the shower, cursing.
There's no hot water left,
Natalie says, her glasses still foggy. You guys are screwed, Molly says.
Try getting here faster next time,
Cece says, running her tongue over her braces. Allison blinks in surprise. Better luck next time, Trishelle, the last one out, says. And I don't know how this is possible, but she already has eyeliner on. Maybe it's a tattoo.
Now what are we going to do?
Morgan cries. I didn't really think that far ahead. Let's go in, Poodle says. Come on, we've done it before. The shower room is a small white space with six shower heads but no dividers. So we're all going to shower together. Terrific. How do I do this without staring? Look at the floor. Look at the floor. I know I said I was comfortable at camp, but not this comfortable. Each of the four girls chooses a shower. I take the one in the corner and try to turn it on. And try again. And again. That one has been broken for years, Allison says. I try another one. Nope. That one too, she says. You can share with me. Oh, God, it's cold. I can't believe how obnoxious the bunk 15ers were. What is up with them? Plus, I can't believe they used all the hot water. Morgan flips her head over so that the water gets her hair but not her body.
How rude.
Allison runs into and out of the water in 2.5 seconds. So cold! Ah! Your turn, Rachel. I step under the stream of water and scream. It's freezing! Come on, Rawwill, you can do it. Make it warm again. But no go. What is wrong with my magic? Why is it so unpredictable?
Hey, Rachel, did you know that one of your tits is bigger than the other?
Morgan asks. I think I want to die. Morgan! Allison shrieks. You're ruder than Bunk 15. Morgan clamps her hand over her mouth.
I just noticed. I couldn't help it.
What are you staring at her boobs for? Carly asks. I step out of the cold water and cross my arms in front of my chest. You're right. My boobs are developing at weird speeds.
Just like my powers.
It's embarrassing. At least you have one boob, Allison says. She puts her arms up in the air. I don't have any. My boobs are different sizes, too, Carly says. My left one's a B and my right one's a C. But Michael never complained.
Morgan laughs. Oh, you're such a big talker. You think we're really going to believe you're not a prude anymore?
I was never a prude,
Carly insists, rinsing the shampoo out of her hair.
Bloom has spit crust.
Sure, sure. And you're really a sex goddess in disguise,
Morgan says.
Look, I'm sorry for staring, Rachel. But I was trying to understand what Will saw in you that he doesn't see in me. Maybe he likes uneven boobs. Do you think I should stuff one of my cups?